So me and this guy had matched on Tinder. He then sent a waving emoji, which I sent back. And then obviously that night I saw price tag. So he sent a sentence saying, "Don't forget about the price tag, LOL." And then I was like, I forget what I said now. And then he was like, "I never forget my karaoke boys." Well, we haven't really spoke since, but I found it so funny that we actually matched on Tinder. I tried to be a little bit flirty, but I mean, it wasn't going to be anything because obviously I live in Essex, he lives in Manchester. So it was only a little bit of flirty texting. I didn't really want to talk to him in the bar because he was drinking loads of beers and I was like, I'd rather talk to someone when they're properly sober. But it was a laugh. So yesterday we went to a farm. It was only a small farm which had some chicken, it had some ducks, some rabbits, guinea pigs, horses, sheep and goats. We went over to where the goats were and basically only one of them come over at first for a fuss and a stroke, but once we got the food they all come over and was greedy, wanting it all out of the pot like what billy goats always do. We went and saw the sheep before we had the food and they all jumped up on the fence thinking we had food, but obviously at that time we didn't. So basically we're stroking them, but one of them's having a nibble on my coat and I've got the marks to like show on my coat all the holes, but I guess it's a souvenir of the day out. But we did go back and give them food afterwards. You can see a photo of me with the animals on my podcast photo, and you can see some videos if you go onto my social media on my Instagram page. Afterwards, me and my friend went out for a walk in a country park. It was so muddy. My friend was not enjoying it. I nearly slipped in the mud and he said if I did, he would have made the walk fun for him because he would have been able to have had a laugh. I didn't fall over in the mud, but it was nice to go out for that walk despite the conditions because it was better to go out rather than staying indoors for a long period of time after going to the farm and having some lunch out. So it was nice to go back out again. And it was better to do that rather than being stuck in a rut, basically. So that's a little Peter B tip for anyone out there. If you are stuck indoors, to stop you overthinking, to stop you overanalyzing, go out for a walk. Otherwise, you will end up in a rut. So that was just a nice little bonus episode for you to listen to on top of this week's episode. I'm now getting my makeup and hair done and I'm going out for drinks tonight. I hope everyone stays fabulous, has an amazing week, amazing month, amazing year, whatever. And yeah, just keep being you in life and stay being great.